This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me is Teresa Maurer. She's with Ozark Slow Food and the Fayetteville Forward Local Food Committee. Welcome back.
Great to be back, Kyle.
Rains have been good for crops. Much rain can be a bad thing.
Yeah. And actually, we've had some local growers that have had things washed out. So it, but, you know, markets are up and running and there's great diversity there anyway. But we do feel for, you know, all those growers that have been affected. And that's affected both animal people and plant people. So, you know, just keep that in mind as you go to the market. Just be happy that there's the diversity there that you see.
Tonight, we're not going to talk about a market tonight. Tonight at City Hall in Fayetteville, there's a meeting in an effort to get more people to know more about local food, as easy as a pamphlet or a booklet or a guide?
Yes. Actually, we're not quite sure what form it's going to take, but we were inspired by things that we saw on paper and some other things that some other groups were going. But this is a Northwest Arkansas local food guide. That is the idea. What we end up calling it, we don't know. But we're thinking about a multi-county way for consumers to connect more easily to sources of local food. And markets are a part of that. Growers are a part of that. Restaurants are a part of that. Online ordering is a part of that. But right now, there's not one central place where you can learn about Go, either electronically or in print, to go and learn about that connection.
So the idea being, if I'm interested in locally produced food, mm-hmm. and what restaurants have it, what caterers might use it.
What grocers, yep, exactly. And so, you know, we're really looking at ways to, again, connect people to local food who maybe have thought about it, but they can't make it to the market. Well, where else can I find it? So promoting local food, local economy, and local environment, because we feel like the closer you can get food that's produced closer to where you live, that's really got a lot of environmental benefits as well. So to think about the beginnings of this a little bit, it was like a river with a bunch of streams coming together. Susan Drouillet, who's a member of the City of Fayetteville Environmental Action Committee, saw a wonderful print local food guide from Asheville, North Carolina. And then there's an online kind of complimentary thing to it. And she was so inspired by that because it covered lots of different ways where you could find local food. And so she came back and said, well, why can't Fayetteville or Northwest Arkansas do something like this? So she convened a meeting in November to sort of gauge local interest. So there's one stream. Mm-hmm. Okay. Meanwhile, the Fayetteville Forward Local Food Group, which had formed about 2 years ago as a result of some of the strategic planning that the whole city did, had also been trying to think of ways to do this sort of thing. And as a spinoff of that, NCAT and Ozark Slow Food got a Vista volunteer to help begin some efforts, including listing restaurants that serve local foods, publicizing farmers markets, you know, connecting farmers and chefs. So there's another, you know, several streams coming together. And so in November, with about 20 people that showed up representing all kinds of groups that touch local food in some way, she realized that she, and I did too, that we really had a lot of interest. So since then, what we've been doing is really talking to, making sure that we've identified all the people, or as many as we can, that touch local food in some way. And what this meeting tonight will do is really focus on, now, should we grow somebody's piece into more of a hub or a unified effort, or should we create something new that links together all the pieces? So it's kind of like throwing your support behind something like Arkansas Grown, which is trying to do this, but it's only got a piece of it, or create something new.
And this takes place at Fayetteville City Hall.
Yes.
But it's not, you said multi-county, so you're looking for people from Benton County, if
exactly.
they can come down?
Yes, and as a matter of fact, the first meeting in November, I think, attracted people from at least three of the four counties that we have in mind. So we'd love for Tuesday's meeting to go ahead and invite those people to come. Or if for some reason you can't come, we have a contact email at the end where you can indicate your interest.
Tonight?
Exactly. Tonight, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., room 111 in City Hall. It's really been great to work with Susan and the Environmental Action Committee and others so that we have access to a real good central location. But we'd like, once again, if you can come from another county, that would be wonderful. This is really going to be an action-oriented meeting. We're going to look at, you know, what are the highest things to be in there? What form should it be in? And again, come out of it with an action team that'll say, this is how this guide is going to take shape. And we've had some interest from university GIS folks. We're really, I think, attracting a lot of different talents that we hope to put to work. We have no funding for this, so it's a completely voluntary effort, but that's okay. What we'd like to do is an action team that would come out with something concrete and some ways to at least get it off the ground.
Someone can't make it tonight?
Right. If you can't make it tonight, then maybe you could just drop an email to localfoodguidenwa@gmail.com. There's no periods or anything in there, and I'll say it again.
Please,
slowly.
Yes.
localfoodguidenwa@gmail.com.
Teresa, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Kyle.